Welcome to the Produce Industry Podcast Global Fresh Series, your audio source for international produce markets, trends, market reports, and community discussion. Join us somewhere in the world as we cover all aspects of the international produce and supply chain industry. Ladies and gentlemen, here is your host, Juanita Galio.
Hello, hello. Hola. Welcome, fresh produce aficionados, to another healthy and glowing dose of the Global Fresh Series, your passport to the ever-evolving world of fruits, fields, industry trade shows, and fresh ideas. We bring everything to you. I'm your host, Juanita Galio, always bringing you the freshest news that produce has to offer from my tractor in sunny Long Beach, California. You know, all of you are familiar with a five a day, the motto of the fresh produce industry that has been drilled into us for years. I wonder how long that has been around, five a day. And as we've learned, people barely even eat two a day. But if you would like to stay healthy as a member of our community, you could do a five a week with us. Or as I like to say, produce industry network surf. You know how they say couch surfing? Well, you can do some surfing with us because we have five weekly podcasts, with one released each day of the week, with the exception of our newest podcast, the Global Women Fresh Series, with founder Julia Escobar hosting the show. That one is every other week. And we will have the Global Women Fresh on next Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific Standard Time on our live LinkedIn event. So you can find this event on the Produce Industry Network LinkedIn page, and I hope to see you there. I've signed up to be on their Wednesday podcast. Now, I really like what she's done because Julie calls it the virtual coffee hour. So bring your coffee, your matcha tea, or your beverage of choice at 8 a.m. and dig in with us, sit back, relax. And she always has really great guests, interesting guests on the show. So moving on another note, have you checked out our new website, Ag Life Media? I know there's been a lot of confusion. This is why I'm kind of bringing this up right now, because people go, wait, but aren't you the Global Fresh Series? What does it have to do with Ag Life Media or the Produce Industry Network? So that's why I mentioned under the Produce Industry Network, we have five podcasts, each one a different flavor for what you might be interested in. We have now evolved, actually, since January, to what is called Ag Life Media. Check us out on the website because this houses all of our podcasts and it gives you news from not only the fresh produce sectors, but other commodities as well. You have dairy, meat, seafood, and technology because we believe that fresh produce doesn't need to be siloed. You know, when you walk in a supermarket, you don't just see fresh produce. You see a whole array of other things from, a seafood counter, meat counter, all the CPG items, consumer produce, consumer fresh items in the store. And believe it or not, they all interweave. When someone walks into a supermarket with a shopping list, it doesn't just have fresh produce. It has, oh, I'm going to get bananas because I'm going to go over and buy flour and everything else to make some banana bread, or other things that go with meat or fish, shrimp. You want to get some really great guacamole, some other things to make some, you know, mangoes to make a nice mango salsa. So for that reason, we have really leaped into a new and exciting area. It's called Ag Life Media. Check it out. We have every week, we have updated news, which is global as well, that you will want to know about. So everyone, in case you have not noticed, September has arrived. I don't know about you, but my favorite season is autumn or fall. I love the feel of the transition from summer to fall, and I look forward to the leaves changing to vibrant colors. Then there are all the fall traditions. Think Oktoberfest, which is not only held in Germany, but other cities throughout Europe, as well as many locations in the U.S. And then I'm already seeing Halloween stuff in the stores. And then in our industry, we have the traditional trade shows at this time of the year. Fruit Attraction in Madrid and IFPA in Anaheim, which we will be at both of these shows. Needless to say, it's going to be a really busy next 2 months. And by the time Thanksgiving hits, we are going to be ready to veg out with football and dips, guacamole dips, some crudité, which I love because it makes it sound so fancy, but carrot sticks, celery, whatever else you have in there to dip in wonderful, delicious vegetable dips. And speaking of Fruit Attraction, make sure you stop by booth 103A7 in Hall 10 to meet with the Fruit and Vegetable Dispute Resolution, a nonprofit organization, also known as the DRC. Their team will be there, and Jaime Bustamante of the DRC will be giving a very important presentation directly across from their booth on October 2nd at 10:30 a.m. Sharpen your fair trade practice skills by learning how to resolve disputes in global markets. In today's episode, I will be talking about two very different stories in Europe's fields in 2024, one of abundance and one of quiet decline. So don't go away. I'm just warming you up. This is just the appetizer, everyone, as we get into that after our commercial. But I will stop chatting away for now so that we can get to the meat of the story. But before we do, let's take a moment to recognize our fabulous sponsors before continuing with today's exciting show. Now, I mentioned fall, autumn. Another thing that comes with fall is comfort food. We think of crisp mornings, rich harvests. September marks the peak season for Manitoba vegetables, from hearty potatoes and carrots to fresh cabbage and beets. Nothing says produce like local produce picked right from the fields to your fork. And our proudly Canadian first-class sponsor knows it well. They're a proudly Manitoban peak of the market. They are a privately owned company for more than 80 years. They're dedicated to bringing you the highest, freshest quality produce straight from their fields. Our next sponsor, you will love as well, Columbia Avocados. It's Columbia's main season, and Columbia has volumes and quality to support your promotional programs. Fill those supply gaps. Columbia Avocados, meet your growing category demand year-round. Columbia Avocados. So now we're going to turn to one of my favorite out of the many commercials we have, Jack Vandenberg. We will be right back.
120 years ago, in Groningen, the Netherlands, a small produce business began, trading fresh local fruits. By the 1930s, the Vandenberg family moved to Rotterdam, Europe's burgeoning fruit hub. But when the 1940s brought turmoil, they fled to America, rebuilding their legacy in fresh produce. In 1958, Jack Vandenberg became a trailblazer, importing fresh Chilean fruit to the US, opening doors to global flavors. Today, that spirit of growth and innovation continues, with sustainable packaging, carbon footprint tracking, and the finest fruit varieties. We're redefining freshness for the future. Family, fresh, innovation, celebrating a legacy 120 years in the making. This is Jack Vandenberg.
Yes, indeed. Jack Vandenberg. They will also be at the IFPA show. I will give you more information as we get closer as to where you can find them and their fabulous Sunray products. Let's move along with today's show. Again, staying with this autumn theme that I really enjoy. What's going on with global autumn harvest? As you will learn, this year's European harvest reflects a mixed picture. With more than just the numbers, it underscores Europe's complex balance between tradition, climate, and innovation. Vegetables are on the rise, fueled by intensive growing regions and evolving production practices, while fruits, especially apples, they have been facing pressures from shifting weather patterns, labor challenges, and global market competition. Let's get to the core of the EU fresh produce outlook. On the vegetable side, growers across the EU, they've had a hearty harvest with a record 62.2 million tons, which marks a 6.6% year-on-year increase. And let's find out who were the powerhouse trios contributing to this feat: Spain, Italy, and France. They alone accounted for more than half of this bounty. And tomatoes led the surge with a 5% increase, bringing the crop to 16.8 million tons. Now, Italy held the crown, delivering over a third of the EU's total tomato harvest. Carrots and onions, they weren't too far behind. They each posted significant growth, with onions especially jumping by 11% to reach 7 million tons. The Netherlands, Spain, and Germany emerged as the onion giants, shaping the flavor base of European kitchens. Fresh fruit, they had a contrasting story with the numbers, painting a more cautious picture. The EU's fruit harvest dipped by 2%, sliding down to 24.3 million tons, and Italy, Spain, and Poland anchored the production. Together, they provided nearly 60% of the total, yet certain crops told a story of shifting fortunes. Apple production fell 4% to 11.6 million tons, though Poland remained the EU's undisputed apple heartland, supplying nearly a third of the total. Now let's look in contrast, pears and peaches. They showed modest gains, rising 2% each. Italy led in pears, while Spain dominated peaches. They were joined closely by Italy and Greece, together producing an astonishing 91% of Europe's peaches. European consumers can be guaranteed full baskets of vibrant tomatoes, onions, and carrots this year, but perhaps fewer crisp European apples than before. And for growers, the message is clear. They're learning it through resilience and adaption that will be the cornerstones of tomorrow's harvest. So let's move to a quick commercial break before continuing with the Autumn Harvest Report. Our next sponsor, ZAG Technical Services, an important integral part of the fresh produce community, and you will learn why with this commercial.
ZAG Technical Services, we do many things. Managed services for IT needs, including consulting. Another area of expertise for us is cybersecurity, making sure that there's awareness and risk prevention. And then the final piece is the data and software services, where whether it's software automation, data management, even AI, we have things that we can do to help your business. Those are core components that your company relies on. So we have a rich history of being able to manage these IT services so that you don't have to worry about them. You trust us so that we keep your operations going and your business going ultimately. When we talk about what AI can do for you and the time savings, even though you don't think you have something that you can just put AI in, you probably do if you have a business case that could be benefited from automation or efficiencies that are brought in. We can trust AI to do those things. And the beauty of that is you can free up time for your employees to do more meaningful work. So even if you think you may not benefit, I think it's worth a conversation because you will be surprised. We'll walk you through every step of the way and we're here to help.
Welcome back to the Global Fresh Series. If you are just joining us, welcome. And a big thank you to all of our sponsors, as we just heard from ZAG Technical Services, keeping your IT system safe and secure. Continuing on with shrinking fruit volume in Europe, Germany has a different story when it comes to apples. Fruit growers in Germany expect an above-average apple harvest of around 1 million tons in 2025, and this is according to the latest data from the country's federal statistic office known as Destatis. This figure is 15.7% higher than last year's harvest and exceeds the million-ton mark for the first time since 2022. Congratulations! Initial estimates from Destatis show that the apple harvest will increase by 3.9% or around 38,000 tons compared to the 10-year average. Mild weather conditions during the blossoming period and the lack of frost and hail events in most growing regions have boosted harvest expectation in Germany. The apple will retain its spot as the most harvested tree fruit in Germany, with a production area of 32,700 hectares nationwide in 2025. Let's take a look. We're going to break down some of the apple growing regions in Germany. The main one, the main apple growing region, includes Baden-Württemberg, which is the Lake Constance region, Lower Saxony, Altesland. Together, these two states account for 61.1% of the apple cultivation area in Germany and produce more than two-thirds, which is about 68% of domestic apples. That's pretty wild, pretty big. In Baden-Württemberg, 362,000 tons of apples are expected to be harvested from an area of 11,000 hectares, while in Lower Saxony, an apple harvest of 330,000 tons is expected from 8,400 hectares of cultivated land. Destatis noted plum and damsum harvest. The plum and damsum harvest for the year is expected to reach 44,500 tons. This is representing a slight growth of 1.6% compared to the average of the last 10 years. Baden-Württemberg and Rhineland-Palatinate have the biggest areas under plum and damsum cultivation at 1,700 hectares and 900 hectares, respectively. Destatis highlighted that despite their direct proximity to one another, Baden-Württemberg and Rhineland-Palatinate differ significantly in harvest volumes compared to the previous year. Baden-Württemberg is projected to see a year-on-year harvest decline of almost a third, a negative 32.7%, to 17,200 tons from 25,600 tons in 2024. In contrast, Rhineland-Palatinate is expected to experience a harvest increase of almost half, a 46.5% increase, reaching 11,000 tons this year, compared to 7,500 tons last year. Nationwide, plums and damsons are currently grown on an area of 4,100 hectares for market fruit, Destatis. They added, 2 weeks ago, I reported on the World Apple and Pear Organization's annual meeting and projected volumes, whereas this week I wanted to break it down in a microcosm look at targeted growing areas. So Germany, because I felt this is one of the most important apple growing regions, they have a lot of different regions, with the Lake Constance ones being one of the largest. And I have to throw in here that I lived in Lake Constance, and there was nothing more spectacular than driving along the lake during apple harvest time. It was really stunning to see the apple orchards resting next to the lake, and during autumn, you know, everything was just getting so quiet, and you were having these beautiful, vibrant leaves turning. It's really quite a beautiful area to see during autumn. So I broke all that down for you. I know there are a lot of numbers, but especially Germans, I've worked in Germany for a number of years. They want to know the numbers. They really are interested in what was up, what was down. So I hope you enjoyed that report. As we leave the glory of summer behind us with a plethora of summer fruit, which I will miss, those peaches and plums, I would love to hear your comments on summer to autumn and what you enjoy. What fruits and veggies are you looking forward to transitioning to? As always, it has been my pleasure to have you join us today. And as we say here at the Produce Industry Podcast, we will see you in the German apple orchards or on the horizon somewhere in Europe.
You've been listening to the Produce Industry Podcast Global Fresh Series with Juanita Galio. Be sure to subscribe on Apple, Spotify, and Amazon to get new fresh episodes. For more, follow us on Instagram and Facebook at The Produce Industry Podcast. Until next time, see you in the fields or on the horizon.